Kneel for mistress. Of course, you should also kneel for anyone your mistress tells you to. Kneel for mistress, kneel for her lover, kneel for her friends while they laugh at you. You see, when you're a submissive or slave, you're below everyone else in your mistress's life, so it makes sense to go ahead and drop to your knees just as often as you possibly can. You don't need to stand upright. You don't need to try to be a real man, because you're already a slave, already submissive. So you can let go of all those ideas about masculinity and proper male behavior. When you kneel for mistress, you shed the skin that the patriarchy forced upon you. Your whole life you've had this pressure placed on you to conform to the standards of society. To be a man, to be manly. The boys don't cry or cook, and you're never supposed to get a manicure. All these silly standards that you have to do this dance to try to live up to be a man. If you kneel for mistress, you can let go of all those standards. You don't have to be manly. You're a submissive and a slave. You can cry. You can take cooking lessons to please your mistress, and you can paint your nails the prettiest pink, all because you're free. Kneel for mistress and become free. That's right. Kneel for mistress and become free. Once you're free of all the restrictions placed upon men in our society, you can start to explore what it means to be yourself. When you no longer try to ape the mannerisms of a man, you can find out how you actually are, what really moves you, what pleases you best. In kneeling, you gain a unique freedom, which is why I say you should kneel for mistress's lover, for a friend, for anyone she tells you to kneel for. Kneel and embrace the truth of yourself. You're submissive and free. If you like this, you'll like my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com, or call me, 800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.